Om Gyanatimurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Udmalatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavamebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Vrindavan, Dwadasi here, Ekadasi here. So we're in the Jivadharma, we're following the protagonists, Vraj Kumar and Vijay and Brajanath, and we're following them as they're advancing in Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has the novel so constructed that their instructions just parallel the two books by Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani, which are, as Prabhupada said, are the complete science of Bhakti Yoga. And Ujjvala Nilamani is just an expansion of the part in the fifth wave of the Western division of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu where Madhurya Ras is covered. I mentioned before, he only mentions that briefly, which was always a puzzle for me until I read the Ujjvala Nilamani and realized that it's such a deep and extensive subject. The different bhavas, the different emotional moods that compose Madhurya Ras, it's such a deep subject that he had to write a book, Ujjvala Nilamani. And now, basically, he's instructing him, it's covering basically the fourth chapter, which is discussing Sri Radha. And I just spoke with what was I going to say? Anyway, let me get back in track. There's a few distracting things here. So they're discussing the Nayakas, the various types of heroines or Vibhav Alamban Ashraya. There is the basic emotion, the basic inspiration for any relationship are those people who have that mood. That's called Vibhav, Alamban, Ashraya. And then there's Vishaya. Vishaya means the object of that love, which is Krishna in that mood. So basically all the Nayakas or heroines are being described in very, very great detail. And, you know, it's always difficult to discuss something which is not philosophically based in the sense of Gyan. It's just descriptions and lists of the spiritual world, which is very helpful, actually. I'm teaching Kaliya Leela here in Vrindavan and really getting into it and really enjoying it like I never did before. And I'm studying the commentaries and I'm seeing how the insights really add rich detail to the narrative of the pastime and the personalities in there and the mood to help you enter into that and experience basically the same feelings. I'm doing it, and Guna Grimar just staying every day, and he really relishes it. He's too sick to come here. Although every single evening in his house, and there's a beautiful darshan hall. I used to stay there. People may know I stayed there for 10 years. It's renovated now. And there's this darshan hall. And the most incredible, I was just in ecstasy. I gave my class from 4 to 5:15 and sat there for 2 hours. It goes on every night, the incredible kirtaneers and the mood and the people that come who are into it. And Guna Grimaraj is such an expert organizer. You know, it was a Ekadasi yesterday. I didn't stay for the feast. There's an Ekadasi feast. And there's even one Russian artist that sits in the front doing sketches every day of the different kirtaneers, which they show. And there's a beautiful altar and... but anyway, the point is, these things are helpful eventually and in a relevant way, so you can envision and meditate on the spiritual world, not just the forms of the spiritual world, but the mood of the spiritual world, which is even more important, because the forms are based on the mood. If you get the mood right, then the forms will be right. For example, Radha is Mahabhav Swarup. She is a manifestation of the most intense love for Krishna. She is the embodiment of that. If you're not conversant with that, if you don't have a feeling for that, you'll just see the form of a lady. And rather than elevating your Krishna consciousness, it'll give you material thoughts. So anyway, somehow or other, there's a faithful audience of some sincere aspirants that have followed me in Jiva Dharma. And right now, it's not like preaching for me, because there's just a few serious people that continued with this study, and I can understand why. Immersed in the material world, most of us, it's hard to give too much relevance to... Okay, 1 second, someone's coming in. Come in. Okay. Yeah, 1 second, people, just listen. You know, I was waiting for you last night. I didn't know that you bought the milk. I only found out this morning.
Because I phoned you at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
And your phone was switched.
I was in the kirtan. I thought you come to court. Okay. All right. And what will you do with Mimi today? I think she needs an easy day.
Yesterday evening, she had an easy day. She was... after class, so I tried to arrange, and the lady came to do her massage, and she was very pleased with that.
Okay.
So she...
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'm giving class now, so just the flowers and the things. Okay. So now we'll read about the different types of messengers. Because Vijay wants to know, there's different types of heroines. We talked about Yukteswaris. Yukteswaris are group leaders. Now we're talking about dutis. Dutis are messengers. So he wants to know, and Goswami says, the Nayakas who are afflicted with an intense hankering to meet Krishna require the help of messengers, dutis, who are of two kinds, swayam duti and apta duti. What is the nature of swayam duti? When the Nayaka is bewildered by anurag, deep attachment, her excessive eagerness sometimes vanishes her shyness, so that she becomes shameless and personally expresses her bhav to a Nayaka. This is called swayam duti. So the Nayaka herself, they can send messengers, or they become the messengers. So now we're going to talk about the Nayaka who becomes the messenger herself. The expression can be of three kinds. With the body, kayaka abiyog, in words, vachika abiyog, and with the eyes, chakshusha abiyog. Vijay, what is the vachika abiyog? Goswami, vachika abiyog is only a hint or suggestion. Vyanga, there are two types of suggestions. The suggestion through intonation, and the suggestion in the meaning. Sometimes the suggestion is made by referring Krishna and sometimes by referring to something nearby. So the Nayaka, the heroine, the gopi who wants to meet Krishna, Vachika Abhiyog, her Abhiyog is Vachika, and it, what it means is suggestion through intonation, I guess by the voice. By the intonation of your voice, you could be very suggestive. Or by a meaning. A meaning means something indirect, because in rasa or in conjugal, this type of relationship, the expressions have to be indirect to be powerful. It's described just like a candle in a room. If you open the door, the power of the candle diminishes. So if you open your heart directly, the power of your expression of love. So meaning means, oh, you know, rather than saying, Krishna, I love you, oh, that, you know, butter thief, you know, something, you know, indirect. and it can be, and that Vachika could be referring to Krishna or something nearby. And they give examples. What are the suggestions of which Krishna is the subject? Goswami, there are two types of suggestions of which Krishna is the subject: direct, and that's sakshad, and Vyapadesh, by deceit. You know, almost if someone was really into it, like just a chart to outline. You really needed a chart. If I wrote a book on Ujjvala Nilamani, I'd make a chart. Vijay, what is the direct suggestion? Goswami, direct suggestions are categorized as garva, proud statement, akshepta, accusation, and yancha, directly begging. There are many kinds. Okay, so there's direct. This is what is an indirect, and by deceit. And what is the direct? And direct is a proud statement, accusation, and directly begging. Then he asked, what is the suggestion? Expressed through an accusation. So there's direct and indirect, and the direct has three types: proud statement, accusation, and begging. Now he wants to know by this accusation. Goswami, one type of suggestion expressed through an accusation is based on the sound of the words and another of the meaning. There is no necessity of giving examples of this, because you are conversant with Alankar rhetoric. So what this is basically enabling you to do is hear a Krishna Leela at a very advanced stage and understand the mind. Because just understanding the forms without understanding the mind is not understanding anything. I gave an example of autism, which is a mental disability, where someone to one degree or another lacks the ability to read minds and therefore doesn't really know what's going on and really can't understand people and can't understand what's the proper situation and where they are. They see everything, but they don't understand it. So in the same sense, we can hear Krishna's Leela, but we won't understand it unless we know what's in the mind. So here it's giving all the varieties of examples of what's in the mind. Okay. What is suggestion by begging? Again, three types of direct suggestions. There's three types of direct: proud, accusation, and begging. So what is begging? Goswami, the suggestions expressed as begging are divided in two types, swartha and parartha. Swartha yancha means to express one's own request, and parartha yancha means that one's request is expressed by someone else. Within these two categories, there are distinct suggestions either through intonation or through meaning. When the bhava is mixed with words, is known as indication. Okay, so begging can be your own request, or you can do it on behalf of another. This is direct. Within these categories, there are distinctions, again, the intonation and the meaning. You can directly beg and kind of by the intonation of your voice or by the meaning. Again, real open expression doesn't enhance the rasa or the love as much as the indirect one. Oh, that person who, and rather than say their name, give a description of them. So you say, okay, I've understood the direct suggestions. So he's talking about Vachika Abhiyog. The messengers can be with three kinds, the words, the body, or the eyes. So they're talking about with the words. And there's a whole description of the words. And what it means is through the intonation of the voice or through direct meaning. And it can be direct about Krishna, something referring to Krishna. And if Krishna is directly referring to him, the suggestions can be made directly or by deceit. And if it's directly, it can be proud, accusatory, or begging. And it discussed the accusation, what it means by accusation, and then what it discussed by begging. And now they said, I've understood the sakshad vyanga. In those direct avyo statements in the speech of the Nayakas, there are suggestions in intonation, and suggestions in meaning. Their use is seen in drama and other theatrical performances, and poets have manifested them through their oratory genius. Now explain the meaning of vyapadesh. So it can be, as the subject can be direct or by deceit. So the messenger can be direct, but so we get all these things about how direct, how it can be direct. Now by deceit, let's see what that means. The word vyapadesh is a technical term derived from the word abadesh in the Alankara Shastras. Vyapadesh means by deceit. That is, one expresses a confidential meaning on the pretext of saying something else. The purport is that one speaks to Krishna in such a way that the obvious meaning conveys one idea, but there is a hidden entreaty to render some service. The method of communication is called vyapadesh, and it performs the work of the duty. Vijay. So vyapadesh is a kind of deceptive statement whose secret meaning expresses the sense of begging for loving service. Now kindly continue. There is a type of expression, Goswami says, called purva vishaya gata viyog. This occurs when one thinks Krishna is present, and although he is hearing, he is not really hearing, and begins to converse with a nearby animal or bird. So the duty, Krishna is present, and although he's hearing, he's not really hearing. I'm not sure what that means. We'll get back to that. And begins to converse with a nearby animal or bird. This is also divided into two types: the suggesting arising from the sound of words, and the suggesting arising from the meaning of words. So this is all vachika, by words, and there were so many divisions of how the messengers expressed by words or suggestion. And generally, there's the intonation of their voice or suggested meaning, and sometimes it's made by referring to Krishna and something referring nearby. So all these things were discussed of duties. And now explain what the bodily suggestions are. So by words, now how do the messengers communicate by body? Goswami, bodily abhiyog is performing activities in Krishna's presence, such as snapping one's fingers, standing up suddenly on some pretext, covering one's limbs out of fear and shyness, writing on the ground with one's toe, scratching one's ear, applying tilak, dressing oneself, gesturing with one's eyebrows, embracing one's sakhi, scolding one's gopi friend, biting one's lips, stringing a necklace, making a sound with one's ornaments, exposing one's armpit, I don't know what that means, writing Krishna's name, and twining creepers around the tree. So somehow these are all ways of expressing to Krishna, either directly or indirectly, that Radha or one of her sakis wants to meet with him. Now, please tell me with the suggestion with the eyes, Chakshusha Abhiyog, Goswami, laughing with the eyes, closing the eyes, making dancing movement with the eyes, ogling, squinting, looking with the left eye, and sidelong glances, these are suggestions with the eyes. Vijay, I have now understood swayam duty. Remember, that's when the messenger goes themselves. You've just given a hint to convey some idea of these messengers. I've understood that they are of numeral variety. So that's, I basically think, what we understood without deeply studying, et cetera, and having that type of meditation and trying to read the Shastra, the Rasa Shastras, and see what it is. We're appreciating there are innumerable varieties. Now please tell me about apta duty. Goswami, these duties never commit a breach of confidence or disclose the secrets to which they are privy, even if their life heirs are about to depart. They are affectionate and extremely cunning in the art of conversation. Only those youthful gopis who are endowed with all virtues are the duties of the Vrajasundaris. How many types of apta duties are there, Vijay? There are three types: Amitartha, Nishrishtartha, and Patrahari. Amitartha is a duty who understands certain signs or signals and then arranges for the Nayaka and Nayaka to meet. Nishrishtartha is a sakhi who causes the meeting of the lover and beloved by employing persuasive arguments and reasoning. And the Patri Hari is one who only delivers a message. Vijay, are there any other kinds of apta duties? These are messengers that are sent on behalf of Radha. Well, there, Goswami says there's the Silpa Karani, the artist, the Daivagya, the astrologist, the Lingani, the ascetics, there's the Parichārika, maidservants, there's the Daitriya, nurses, there's the Vana Devi, goddesses of the forest, and Sakis are also included in the category of duties. Slipakarani use their artistic painting to induce the lover to meet. The Daiva duties arrange meetings by explaining their astrological prediction. Lingi duties, for example, Purnamasi, wear the garments of Tapaswini, female ascetics. Several sakis, including Vangamachari and Banumati, are Paricharika duties, maidservants. Srimati Radharani's nursemaids are Daitriya, nurses' duties. The Vani Devi is presiding deities of the forest of Vrindavan. Adishtatri Devis. The Sakhis mentioned previously are also duties, and they perform their function by expressing their messages openly, by indirect hint and suggestion. To do this, they employ all kinds of devices, such as Vyapadesh, deceit, Shabdamala, tone of words, Arthamala, direct word meaning, Prasamsa, praise, Akshepya, allegations. When Vijay Kumar heard this explanation, he offered his Dandavat Pranam to the lotus feet of Gopal Guru Goswami. Taking his leave, he returned to his residence, reflecting along the way about all that he heard. Thus ends the 33rd chapter of Jivadana, entitled Madhura Rasa Vichar, Sri Radha's Sarup, Five Types of Sakhis and Messengers. Chapter 33, Madhurya Ras Vichar, Different Categories of Sakhis. So I'll just read the introduction to this, then I'll open for questions. The next day, Vijay Kumar honored Prasadam somewhat earlier than usual and set out along the seashore towards Kasi Mr. Bhavan. That's where Chaitanya lived. When he saw the ocean waves, the sentiment of the ocean of Ras began to surge within his heart. Overwhelmed with bhava, he thought to himself, aha, the ocean is inspiring bhava to swell within me. Although it is a material substance, it is invoking my deeply concealed transcendental sentiments. It is just like the ocean of rasa that my Prabhu has described to me. When I leave my gross and subtle bodies far behind, I find myself sitting on the shore of the ocean of rasa, relishing rasa in my manjari sarup, right? His own form as a gopi. Krishna, who is imbued with the luster of a fresh monsoon rain cloud, is the exclusive lord of my life's breath. Srimati Radhika, the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who keeps her gorgeous presence at Krishna's side, is the be-all and end-all of my very existence. This ocean is the transformation of Radha and Krishna's intimate love, pranaya. The rows of waves are different types of bhavas that combine to comprise Rasa itself. I'm a sakhi on the shore, and the manifold waves rising up in this ocean are bhavas which drown me in prema ras. Krishna is the ocean of rasa, and that is why the color of the ocean is exactly like his. The waves of love in that ocean are Srimati Radhaji, and that is why the ocean waves are white. The high towering waves are the sakhis, and the small waves are their maidservants, paricharika. Among them, I'm a follower of a paricharika, like a particle of spray on a distant shore. Vijay Kumar derived great delight from these beautiful meditations. After a short while, his external consciousness returned, and continuing slowly on his way, he gradually arrived at the residence of Gopal Guru Goswami. He offered his satsang pranams and sat down near his Gurudev, feeling very insignificant. Sri Gurudev then inquired with affectionate concern, Vijay, is everything all right? Vijay, Prabhu, your mercy alone is the very root of auspiciousness for me. I want to thoroughly understand the different categories of sakhi, so I may become their follower. Okay, are there any questions? Or if someone would just tell me they're there, I'd be really appreciative, because I don't know the quality of this.
Hi, Krishna Myers. It's Priya.
Priya, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Who else is there?
This is Kishori.
Hi, this is Gail.
Okay, I heard Kishori, Radha, and Gail. And this is my question. Is there anybody else but people in New Jersey who are interested in understanding their sarup? Because everyone is from New Jersey. And this is just Krishna's joke on me, because I always make fun of people in New Jersey. And now I realize that it's actually very, very hidden, that it's a covering for Baba, because no one would expect people living in New Jersey would have such sentiments.
Well, if it helps you, Maharaj, I was originally from Brooklyn.
Interesting, Gail. Interesting. Okay. I'm not going to say you had to move to New Jersey to get Baba Bhakti. I'll never say that.
That's okay. Great people in New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great community there. And many of them are going to come to India to visit me. Kishori and her family, Tota Gopinath, and three of the kids, and Aaron and Brian San, not Aaron and Vrindavan Das. We have a nice group from America, Tatiana from New York, and I'm forgetting others, Kalachandri and Shradhanjali, we know them, and also Hari Kirtan and Elizabeth from Washington. So,
oh, nice.
It's a small group. Yeah, small group. Okay, Gail, any questions?
I'm okay, Maharaj. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay.